Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wolma.
I'm Dominic Maniscalchi.
I'm Tyler Caldwell.
And this is Creativity Wasted. I was thinking about prison labor and how it's only it benefits like corporations or maybe the government, like road construction or whatever. It helps out the government, but why can't we have prison labor help people like directly? Like why do only corporations get to benefit from prison labor?
Give me an example. What do you mean?
Well,
you need your garden bed. You need your garden bed mulched, and you don't want to hire a guy from the local greenhouse, so you get a prisoner to do it for a fraction of the price.
Yeah, chores, laundry, cleaning, dusting the house, vacuuming, making your dinner. My thought is, so there's going to be these robots, like these Elon Musk or Boston Dynamics robots, and the AI isn't going to be perfect, the artificial intelligence. Why not have it so these robots have like built-in subroutines to vacuum or something, but you could have a prisoner watching through a video in the robot's eyes, like he's still physically in the prison, but he's like monitoring it and he can like tweak it. Like, okay, if the vacuum is stuck, he can like tell it to move to a different way. Or if the robot keeps like dropping the butter or can't open the fridge, whatever, can't reach behind the fridge, he can intervene here and there. So he's contributing to whatever subroutines the robot is not good at. And so it's a form of prison labor that's like helping people do household things through an imperfect robot.
I gotcha.
So that's the idea.
That would.
So he's working. He's basically IT.
Yeah. He's just Geek Squad from prison.
Yeah, he's Geek Squad from my Roomba, who's also a felon.
Yeah. So I thought, the fact that they're a felon, certainly you wouldn't, if they're a peeping Tom or a perv, you wouldn't want them to do it. You could probably modify the video feed going to the felon to like, if he's looking at like an envelope with an address on it, maybe it can black it out.
Oh, like blur it immediately.
Blur it. Yeah. Or maybe it's just the resolution is sort of shitty, so you can't read it.
Yeah. It's prison cameras, so they would
and it could be sort of randomized, and it's for a house that's like on the other side of the country. So if he gets out, hopefully he can't figure out
it's anonymous
where it is.
I got you.
But
I like that.
Can you imagine your Roomba telling you it's going to shank you? Like, well, just vacuum, please.
My Roomba made me its prison bitch, and I don't know what to do.
My Roomba makes me hold its pocket.
Yeah.
So that is an issue. So it's like, well, the robot, maybe the prisoner can tweak what it does, but maybe within bounds. Like, it can't pick up a knife in.
Sure.
Yeah. I think in order to be able to do this program, you'd have to be a prisoner that, like... Prisons do things where, like, oh, if you want to do some work or something, you have to be a good prisoner for 2 years, like, you have to do all these things in order to get those, like, privileges. So I think
work
that's
your way up
part of
to, the you know, robot security or whatever it is. You can't just start.
You came into jail as a bank robber, but you've been peaceful for 3 years and blah, blah, blah. We think you'll be good for our robot helper position. Like, I feel like that, because that would make it less likely that they would want to do something like
good behavior. You have to be on good behavior if you want to, if you want to be my pool cleaner robot.
Look at our pool boy. It's just a robot. Like,
and then I thought, well, for one thing, maybe you only want to have the robot do stuff when the person's not there. So they don't form an attachment with the person, especially if it's a woman. Like, so there's that.
But I think at the same time, people would be unnerved with having a convict controlling a robot in their own house without them being there.
I think that'd be hot. I think if I came home and my wife was like going to town on herself and the robot's watching, does that make me a cuck?
I think the prisoner's still a cuck.
I don't think the prisoner's a cuck because
he's just watching.
He's not part of the relationship.
Yeah, but it's just like he's the
good boy. Yeah,
he's the bull.
He's like standing in the corner.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Don't look at me.
My laundry robot is like peeping out of the watching me bang my wife from the corner of the room, pretending to vacuum some floor. Just one.
Yeah, some people might be into that, you know. Like,
I think women would be into that. I think it'd be a lot of housewives who'd be like, "This is hot." It's like that stereotype of like having sex with a pool boy or the milkman. You know what I mean? But it's like no holds barred. Like no one's getting in trouble here. I'm just.
She could fall in love with the prisoner and marry the prisoner and just have the conjugal things with the robot.
Yeah.
And then the
like ones and zeros or like beeps and Morse code or something.
And then the prisoner gets out eventually, moves in with her, and doesn't do it for her anymore.
Yeah, she did
the robot.
She's like, yeah.
It wasn't you I loved. It was the robot all along.
I want to bang a robot.
And then she makes him wear like a Iron Man suit that looks like the robot.
He's like, I can change. I can be him.
Now we have to make a Tinder for robots.
Yeah, we sure do. Robot dating. AI is going to get so sentient, self-conscious that eventually we're going to want to pork each other.
Do you think there will be a day where humans like start having sex with robots?
Yeah, now.
Now,
100% now, they got sex robots. I mean, that's the obvious one. But like, there's people who are like attracted to their cars, like sexually attracted to cars. You know, you see it all the time on like My Weird Addictions or whatever. You know, people want to bang cars. People are banging. I guarantee there's a couple people who've been like, you know, having sex with like I don't know kitchen utensils or something.
Just looking at a hydraulic press, like
maybe. Yeah.
I'll try it out.
I just watched a YouTube video about like old infomercials and like, what do you call it? Like the telemarketing, like the all night long when they would show the,
selling
things.
Yeah. Where they're like these new earrings now $3.99, whatever that's called.
And there was one, I remember this because they brought it up, but there was this is a real invention that they tried to sell on commercials for an old guy who kept having to pee while he was golfing. So they made a fake golf club that you would pee into when you're on the green, and you'd have like a little like cloth thing to cover your groin area while you were standing in public peeing in this hollow golf club. So I bet somebody fucked that thing. That was a long way to go for that.
I was wondering where you're going with that. It makes way more sense now. I think I've seen that too. I've seen that invention.
But yeah, the convict thing. There could be weird kinky shit going on there. But my thought was the person wouldn't be home, so it would be like you'd want to keep it as impersonal as possible. But there might be a thing too where it's like convicts are typically from poor backgrounds, and they might want to help out other poor people specifically. Like this might be like the rich people have the latest Tesla bot that does everything on its own. But then like the poor people have the one or two generation behind Tesla bot that needs the help from the actual convicts because it keeps like failing at the chores.
Yeah.
And then the convict also gets the benefit of they're helping another poor person who is working two jobs and raising a kid, and they're doing their cooking. So when they get home, they can just eat, you know, they don't have to clean the house too. So it's like a helping people of your class type of thing.
Yeah.
Does this take jobs away from nannies and maids and things like that?
Yeah, maybe, but again, if it's for lower class people who couldn't afford that anyway, I don't know if you would use it for babysitting.
Yeah, I guess it would be probably cheaper in the long run. I can imagine the machinery, the robot itself, is going to be very expensive, but in the long run, you're saving a lot of money because it's volunteers who are operating the robot, and it's you're not paying them every time they come and visit and do the cleaning. You know, maybe you'll leave a tip because it's a convict and you want to give them a little help.
I feel like it'd be like a government-funded thing, like something that they're being like, hey, if you're in one of these poor areas and you need help with your lawn or something, we have this idea.
It could be a really crime watch, too, I suppose.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Actually, I could think of some people that would use that, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I'd use it.
Oh, yeah.
Qualify.
Yeah, same. I probably would, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd qualify. Give me a nice robot. And I wouldn't jerk off in front of it because I'd be against the rules.
Wink,
yeah, that
wink,
would be awkward if it was sitting there and you didn't know if the convict was logged in or not.
There'd be a light. You'd have to have a light.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, green, it's on. Off, it's off.
Yeah.
Maybe you have like a closet that you lock it in when you're not using it.
Aaron May has to look at you while you like shove him in the closet. And, like,
this is like this gets real slavey real quick. It's a fine line.
Gets real kidnappy when you're like, you stay in my basement.
Get the fucking closet. Yeah, every model looks a little bit more like a real person too. So it's like I'm imagining like, I don't know what it's called, but like in Doctor Who there was a robot. You know what I'm talking about?
Not specifically, because they're
I don't know what they're called. But,
well, think of like any like droid from Star Wars, you know,
yeah, like an R2-D2 looking guy with the like nozzle
like
thing.
That. I'm thinking of something cylindrical, maybe you know, something that will roll around, like a big ass Roomba. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all Roomba. And then like the Mach 2 is like we gave it a voice. It sounds like, you know, Alexa or like Siri or something like that. And then it gets the 5, 6, 7 generations down, and it's like this one's got arms and legs, and then we get to like the Boston Dynamics robot. We're bringing those in, and then cut to 2 years, you know, 20 years later, and it's just like a guy, and you can't tell that it's like very like.
Hello, was my name is Ford Andy. Movie?
Yeah. And it's like, can I choose the skin tone of the robot before I purchase it?
Why? They're like, why?
Like, what are you talking about? No, you may not.
Like, you do bring up a good point about slavery, and is like, first of all prison labor is kind of close to slavery.
Yeah,
but would the fact that they're in your house be closer to slavery than if they're just picking up trash on the side of the highway or whatever prison labor normally does?
Well, to be fair, they wouldn't even be in your house. It's just the robot. So when that screen turns off, they're still in jail, just like, oh. My robot's been kidnapped.
Traditionally, you've got the house help and the field help. You know,
you got to build a shack in the back to put your robot.
You got a shack in the back for the field ones, and then the missus in the bedroom.
Yeah. Why is my missus go to the shack robot so often? I don't, there's a problem there.
I'm the Thomas Jefferson of the robot.
I got a second robot family in the shit.
I got four full robot families, and they all share my last name.
I have 5 robot children with my shed wife.
What if that was your thing? You wanted to treat the robot like a slave, but would it be immoral if there's a prisoner controlling it, but you're treating it like a slave? But at any point, the prisoner can just log off and go back into his cell. So Is it just like
turn off the computer kind of thing?
Yeah,
it's not even as bad as being fired, because it's like,
yeah, because you're already in prison.
If you're fired in real life, you have to worry about your mortgage and shit. But if you quit a job in prison, you just
go to the next one.
Go back to your cell. Or
they're like a salesperson. They're like on a call. It's like if someone says swears at you, that's your permission to hang up and then call another person.
Did we invent moral slavery?
did we invent it? I've always assumed in my head that that's kind of where this AI thing is going anyways, with the acceleration of technologies and AI and computing and things like that. It's all just in the benefit of making life more convenient and hands-free and easier. And at some point or another, that's going to get into the weird realm of like sentient or AI. Like, what's the argument here? Do these qualify as people? Are these robots? What's the situation? And they're going to be doing our chores for us. They're going to be doing our jobs and things like that. So it's like at some point or another, it's like, well, we might have to fucking start paying these things, you know?
Yeah, like once a robot has emotion, and actual thoughts and feelings.
What's the Turing test? The Turing test?
I'm not sure what Turing test is about. Is that
that's
like the...
If you can tell it's a robot or not, if the AI is so good, the computer is so good that it tricked you into thinking that it's real.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like the uncanny valley of like robot, you know, AI.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I want to look that up just now, too.
Oh, yeah. Watch Ex Machina, one of my favorite movies.
Oh,
yeah. I think eventually we'll have to question whether a robot is conscious or... It's more of there's moral to make it do all of our work or not, but
yeah.
I think for the most part we can intentionally design our robots to not even come close to that ledge.
For now we can get away with it. You know what I mean? We might as well have some fun before Terminator 2 starts.
It's a big gray area.
For Judgment Day,
we just want our robots to be outside of the gray area, and then we're good.
Do you remember that one robot that they had? It actually looked like a lady. And interviewers were like talking to her because it was like one of the most advanced AI that they had.
Yeah, I do remember
that. She could talk. I remember they had a thing where they made a second robot like her, and it was a dude, and they made the robots talk to each other. And after like 1.5 hours, they started making their own language and talking to each other to the point where they just shut them down because they were like, This is getting too out of hand. They're like, we don't want them hearing us. Let's make our own language. Like,
I hate that. That's so crazy.
That's when robots are too advanced, and that's when it would be slavery if you had a robot like that, that you're like, no, do this for me. They're like, no, I have my own thoughts. I can make my own language. I don't want to do this. That's when it becomes bad.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
If we've got all these prison labor robots, maybe we don't even need AI.
Yeah, pretty much. If we can use every single prisoner as a robot to help people, that would change a lot of things, especially how many prisoners we have.
Prisoners, and we could use poor people from Venezuela or something, where their inflation is like 800%, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're fucked.
Question. Could we get these prisoners to help with the animal dating website? Have them set up animals on dates.
But to answer your question, Tom, about having to sift through 2 hours worth of content for the sleep pillow.
They can take care of that.
That'd be great.
Like hiring a video editor. I know all of your secrets and I'm gonna blackmail you as soon as I get out of prison. You're disgusting. Shame on you.
I saw that dream of you having sex with your fifth grade teacher while a plane's in free fall. I saw it. Like,
I watched it.
Don't hide from that.
I'll send it to her too. I've got her email right here.
While the plane's in free fall.
Miss Chelinsky right here. I found her.
I wonder if that's a thing. Like, do adrenaline junkies get hard during?
I guarantee it.
Like, there has to be an aspect of it.
They did a thing on Evel Knievel. They figured out that when he's doing a stunt, his brain is like at normal levels.
His dick was hard on the.
No, but adrenaline junkies need that adrenaline to just feel normal. Because without that, you're like on edge, like, oh, I should be doing something. I feel so like, I want to feel normal. That's what the adrenaline is for.
I think there's a switch in your brain where if you're feeling the fear of adrenaline, you're not hard.
I don't think it's possible to be hard
when you're scared for your life.
Yeah. Your blood's going elsewhere at that point.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, what evolutionary advantage would it have to get hard if you're running from a lion?
You know who does that? Eagles. Have you ever seen bald eagles mate?
In air?
Yeah, they go really high in the air, and then they latch together and start fucking, and they go into free fall. And the guy has to finish and just go off before they hit the ground.
Does he have to finish?
If he doesn't, they're dead. So
yeah, you can just hit the ground halfway through and try again.
I'd make a great eagle, guys. Come right back there.
I got it. You didn't need to explain that.
Thank you. I like to explain the joke sometimes. That's for me. That part's for me.
Well, we can wrap it up. Any shows or podcasts or anything you're doing that you want to plug?
I just started hosting a show, a comedy show in Grand Rapids, at Garage Bar Open Mic on Ottawa Street every Tuesday night at 7:30. A lot of show up, go up spots available. It's a great time. Find the Facebook awesome. Page, the Instagram page. You can find me on social media at TheTac32. That's for all of the social medias. I'm doing a feature show on the 16th. I think that's this upcoming Friday. I don't know when this comes out, but.
Where is that?
At Pinkcrest. That's some bowling alley that they rent out and do like comedy shows at night. It's pretty cool. It's like Twin Lake, Muskegon area, west Michigan.
I have June 27th at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, the Detroit to LA competition.
I'm doing Comedy Outlet Monday, June 26th. I've never done that one yet. I have my Gamey McFitness Twitch stream thing where I build game controllers into fitness machines and then stream on them.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.